Hi, I'm Josh Evans, and this is my show. I'm a loving husband, a proud father, a mediocre guitarist, a fish taco lover, and I love to help organizations fix their cultures. That's right. So if you've ever been a disgruntled employee or you've ever had a disgruntled staff member, I'm here to help you fix it. So I help businesses build the right culture within their organizations to keep their employees engaged and their profits high. Hi, I'm Joshua Evans, and welcome back to my show. I'm here to help you create a phenomenal company culture. So I want you to really catch this for a minute. I had this thought, and maybe it was a self-realization moment, that relationships are for giving, not for receiving. I'll say it again real slowly, just so you hear it. Relationships, whether it's personal or professional, relationships are for giving, not for receiving. Now, I spent more than a decade in sales, and so it's hard for me to really talk about how, no, a relationship, I want to develop a relationship so they give me their business, or so they give me money so I can give them, you know, the solutions that I'm trying to sell. And so for a long time, I was focused on creating a relationship so I could receive something out of it, and that's a really unhealthy thing, especially in a business environment, because if everybody in an organization is just self-serving, then the organization doesn't stand a chance against competition. If everybody is just in it for themselves and demanding other people do work for them or do something to benefit them personally, then where do we really stand? If we're all just in it for ourselves, then what are we really doing, right? Everybody has their own agendas, and I get that, right? But when we develop a relationship, we need to be doing it from a place where we're trying to help the other person, not receive help from the other person. Not to say that we don't necessarily all need help in certain moments or aspects of our lives, but I think that a lot of us don't even realize when we're being demanding or we walk with expectations into a relationship or into a conversation with somebody that we have a relationship existing with. And so what I really want you to realize is that in a moment when you're walking into a conversation, consciously think about how often you're asking for something from the other person or expecting something from the other person. Because I think a lot of us do it and we don't even realize we're doing it. I think it all sits kind of at the back of our mind and we don't even want to admit that we're as selfish as we really are. But I'll give you an example. So I run a TED Talk, and you know, a couple weeks ago I put together our fourth annual TEDx Sugarland event, and it's phenomenal. We bring in a dozen speakers, and we have 100 people in the audience. We live stream it, and we post the videos online afterwards. And so we've had hundreds of thousands of views of the videos that we've posted, and it's a really cool experience, not just for the people in the audience, but for the speakers that get to share their wonderful ideas worth spreading, and then also for the people that get to view them on TED's YouTube channel. And so it's a really cool thing that I get to be a part of as I curate and program the entire event. Now, what I want you to realize is when you're associated with a TED event like that, people come out of the woodwork demanding stuff from you. Now, I have people that I've known for years and years demanding tickets to this event. But here's the thing. I can't just give out tickets to the event because we have hundreds and hundreds of people apply for tickets, and we're only allowed to give out 100 tickets for our event. And so we have to do a lottery. And if I were just to give out tickets to everybody I know, well, you know what? Only a few people that I know would actually get tickets, because I know way more than 100 people, and I have way more than 100 people ask me every year for tickets. So I can't just, you know, serve these people the way that I wish I could invite everybody in the world to come to our event, but I can't. So a lot of them are going to have to watch it online, especially because we're limited to 100 people, which is fine. But that just means that when people ask me, hey, Josh, can you get me tickets to your event? They're literally just asking me for something, right? Like, is this all our relationship is good for? Is that you just want to come to a TED event? It's not because you actually care about me or what I'm trying to do or trying to accomplish. It's that you just care about yourself. And so I've kind of had to come to terms with this. A lot of people that just approach me just about the TED, they're not really looking to develop a healthy relationship with me. They're just trying to use me. And I think it helped me to realize how I'm doing that in other relationships. And the same thing, it's not just the people that are in attendance either, right? I have people that I've met in my profession, right? Running around the world, training and publicly speaking and giving keynote speeches, you run into a lot of people that speak professionally, right? You just do. As a professional speaker, I run into a lot of other professional speakers. And the interesting thing, the second they find out that I'm in any way associated, that I run, curate, program, and even host a TED event, they, hey, Josh, well, how can I get on your stage? Hey, Josh, what can I do to get on your stage? Hey, I want to come speak on your stage, so can I come to the next one? No, you absolutely cannot. You have yet to even provide me with the value that you'd be bringing to my audience, right? What I really want out of this is not for you to praise me, but I want you to tell me how your idea is worth spreading and why my audience will be positively impacted by that message. So somebody just handing me, you know, an application, say, hey, Josh, I want to come speak at your event. Can I come speak at your event? Well, absolutely not. That doesn't help me. That's you're not serving me or the people that I'm trying to help, because I'm trying to bring amazing ideas to the 100 people in our audience and the tens of thousands of people that will watch the event online. And so when you come to me like, hey, can I speak? I want to speak. I'm not sure what I want to speak on, but I've always wanted to have a TED Talk. Can I have a TED Talk? Well, no, you may not. You're just being selfish. You're just self-serving. And I know I'm being really kind of upset about it, but that's because I think people don't realize how selfish they're being in the moment. I've had dozens and dozens and dozens of people just randomly shoot me emails like, hey, I hear you're on a TED Talk. Can I speak? That's not even compelling. Like, why would I give you the time of day if you're just going to walk and approach me with an air of expectation, right? That's just, it's not fair to the people who've put in the time to really develop a really awesome talk, right? And really develop an idea that is worth sharing. It's not fair to my audience, right? That has taken an entire Saturday of their time to come and see something amazing. And these people just want to get a TED Talk so they can put it on their moniker or in their LinkedIn profile. So what I want you to, relationships are for giving, not for receiving. I'll give you another great example, and this is, I've been selfish, right, in like projects, especially in business, where if I have a few things I need to get done, and I know there's some people that can help me get it done, I'll approach people, and I'll say, hey, I'm trying to do this, and this is the piece that I need you to go ahead and do. And I know that about myself, and I've been coming to terms with the fact that I'm not nearly as selfless as I want to believe, right? I sometimes treat relationships like a vending machine where I'll go up and I want to press the button. Hey, give me a Coca-Cola, or, you know, give me your time. Help me work on this single project. I can think of a specific person. They're great. They're phenomenal at helping me with my website. And I will just approach them, and I know I'm not giving back to them as much as I should in our relationship. And I wish I was. But especially if we're single-minded, right, and we're just trying to accomplish a task, we just want to be able to check that box that somebody else is taking over that thing, but we don't really take a moment to step back and be like, hold on a second, how am I approaching this relationship? Am I using this person? Because I think if you really are honest with yourself, you'll realize how often you are using people. Luckily, I think there's usually reciprocation, but not always. So a couple of ways in which you can start walking into relationships, right, thinking about how you're going to give to the other person, not receive from the other person. There's a couple of really neat ideas. And the first one comes from me realizing how good it feels to help other people. And so now here's what I do. When I walk into a conversation or into a situation, I'll approach it with this question in my mind. How can I positively impact this person? Or how can I help this person? In this moment, what can I do to serve this person? And the funny thing is you'll still get your agenda met, I promise. But the neat thing is, in that moment, you're not focused directly on them. They will feel so much better about the person they're spending time with, you. But they'll feel so much better about it because of the fact that you are approaching it with a selfless attitude. You know if somebody's coming at you just for the ask, don't you? You absolutely know it. We're not that naive. We know when somebody is being selfish. But what I'm telling you is you need to be altruistic. You need to be selfless in these situations. And ask yourself in a moment, in a conversation, even if you're working on a project and you have a tight deadline, ask yourself how you can help this person that's in front of you. And they'll be much more likely to help you in return. All right? The second, if you need some help from somebody, if you need assistance, ask for it. Don't tell people to do it. I'll give you a great example. And as I said, I've just started to really dive in and realize how selfish I've been in a lot of relationships that I've had. But here's one real quick. I was in a work relationship, right? I had this guy, he's a geophysicist. He's a really sharp guy. And I was working on this big project for a client of ours. And what I really needed is a geoscientist to put together a few slides so I can go and present it to the client. And I walked into his office, and the guy's name was Adam. I walk in, he's like, hey, Adam, I need you to go ahead and put together these slides to go over this piece of software. So can you go ahead and get that together and get it over to me? And his answer, I mean, God bless him. His answer was, well, I can work on it once I'm done with my other projects. And now I'm offended because I need him to do this, right? But I'm not really justifiably offended. He's rightfully offended. He should be offended. He probably should have been more offended because I just walked into his office and go, hey, I need you to do this. He didn't report to me, right? And at the bottom of it, I actually needed his help. I should have been requesting it, not telling him. I should have been like, hey, could you please help me with this? This is kind of what I'm going through. This is what I need to work on. Would you mind giving me a little pointers on how to do this? And he probably would have taken on the project with a smile. But instead, because I went in there with an expectation, right, or an entitled kind of attitude, he put up a wall of defense. And all of a sudden, now the thing that I need done quickly is not going to get done quickly, all because I approached our relationship from a perspective of using him. And I shouldn't have. And so the two things, again, relationships are forgiving, not for receiving. That's both personal or professional relationships. I don't care if it's a coworker, a spouse, a client, a friend. Relationships are forgiving, not for receiving. And if you're just in it to receive, you're a narcissist. I'm sorry to say it, you just are. But here's how you can do it. Once again, in a moment, when you're talking to another individual that you want to have a relationship with, right, personal or professional, ask yourself, how can I help this person? Think about that. If you really focus on how can I positively impact this individual, it's going to change the way in which you approach communication. It's going to change the way in which you approach every situation in your life. So try that. And the next one, if you need help, ask for it. Don't tell people to do it. Ask. People love helping other people. Have you ever done, like, worked in a soup kitchen or built a house with Habitat for Humanity? If you do anything philanthropic, it feels good. People like to help other people. It makes you feel good. Give people the opportunity to help you, not to just follow through with your demands. You get that? So once again, relationships are for giving, not for receiving. Anyway, I'm Joshua M. Evans, and I hope you enjoyed this today, and I hope this helps make your organization have a more phenomenal culture, better employees, and all around just a better time in this crazy life we all share together. Anyway, stay awesome, and if you want to reach out, feel free to shoot me an email, info@joshuamevans.com, or check me out on any social media. That's @enthusiasticyou. Have a fantastic day.